Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have lots of things going on. We have a gentleman calling in about the shutdown of a observatory. We'll talk about that in Hour 3 tomorrow, which more appropriate is Gary Richard Arnold. Scott, you have lots to talk about. We've got the Kavanaugh hearings going on. We've got this big storm that's degraded to Category 2, but it's going to sit over the coast for quite a while, which means the damage is going to be accumulated rainfall. We've got the less than 60 days now left to the midterm elections, which is probably the most important midterm in American history. I personally donated to the RNC. I don't think Trump is doing everything right, but boy, he's so far ahead of the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, there's not even a contest. And if we don't have Trump and his Trump-supporting GOP senators and Congress critters, things are going to really, the wheels are really going to go off the economy and everything. It's going to go to hell in a handcart, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that Trump always likes leverage, and he's going to take these next 60 days to really hand a victory to McSally out in Arizona. That's
right.
A tight race right now, but after Trump gets done with selling Arizona, I think it's going to be a shoo-in.
I think he's going to stick some names on Kristen Sinema. I mean, even just her name, if you actually look what she stands for, this lady has to be not only a narcissist, but also clinically insane. I mean, really, you see a lot of Democrats supporting things that are like, this is not even decent, let alone logical. It's amazing, isn't it, right across the country. Scott, are you still there? I think he's muted us. I can't hear Scott. See if we can reconnect. I can't hear Scott, so somehow we lost our connection. Okay, let's continue. What I see happening is Trump's going to actually probably come out and release these FISA documents in the next week. They're going to probably find in the next week that the identity of this so-called anonymous person that's inside the administration saying that they are running a resistance against Trump. You're going to see the, although the sales for the book, Bob Woodward's book, Fear, have hit a 94-year high, basically it must be read by people that are basically clinically incapable of natural common sense and thought. They're misquoting information that they think is going to allow them to take down the president, but they don't understand the consequences of it. If they do take down this president, it's almost certain there's going to be an economic collapse, and most likely, if it deteriorates to the point where they start seizing guns, it'll turn into a cessation of states and a civil war. People don't understand how bad this could get. It could be so bad, people can't imagine. It'll affect the entire world, too, and our policies worldwide. Scott, are you back? Let's call Scott on his phone line, because obviously... Scott, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Good, okay. I'd like you to continue. I guess you're a busy guy. Tell us what do you think is going to happen in the next 60 days? What do you think Trump's policy will be, and what kinds of things are in opposition? Because his campaigning for people like McSally in Arizona is going to take apart people like Kristen Sinema and other, we call, crazy Dems.
got to stick with what works, what got him here. Trump won Arizona handily, and he won it because he wanted to build the wall. He got support from Arpaio. You know, he basically was Janet Brewer on steroids. So Arizona, for example, is one of those states where I think it's going to easily be won by the Republicans. I think that the Republicans need to get the message that there's no reason for them to listen to the Democrat message. Do you really want to listen to Maxine Waters tell you how to vote? Do you want to listen to Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi? Do you want to listen to, you know, Andrew Cuomo tell you that America is not great, or Cynthia Nixon or Ocasio-Cortez tell you that they hate the cops, want to abolish ICE, that they want to support sanctuary cities, higher taxes, open borders? No, those are all wrong-thinking things that don't poll well. Every time you poll those things independently of each other, they don't poll well. That's the entire Democrat ticket. Right now,
it's amazing, yeah.
Now, Dr. Feinstein, at the last minute, pulling up a schoolhouse accusation for Judge Kavanaugh that says he, you know, came onto a girl in high school or something.
It's kidding?
Yeah, no, not kidding. This is Dianne Feinstein, someone who was in bed with a Chinese spy for about 15, 20 years and made millions off of Chinese policy, and she's going to sit there. Just like Blumenthal from Connecticut, who basically lied about stolen valor, about his service that he didn't do in Vietnam, and he sits there and acts holier than thou, like he's judge and jury over a guy like Kavanaugh. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's actually a form of, I've changed their name, by the way, several different names. One of them is the demon rats, the other is the demonocracy.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I mean, honestly, if the Democratic Party and its candidates were an individual presenting themselves to the emergency department or a psychiatric unit, you'd have to lock them up and put them in a posy jacket in a padded room because they're clinically insane.
Right. Well, I mean, their policies, what are the policies? They never talk about policies. They talk about impeaching the president. No one really wants that. Half the country voted for this president and loves him. I think that he's actually gained ground. Not only do we know that he gained ground with the black community and the Hispanic community and the Asian community with their unprecedented unemployment records that we have going out, but we have consumer confidence going through the roof. If you just take a look at mainstream media television, it's Trump that's driving the traffic. So whatever poll they're talking about, a generic poll that might be 13, just remember that one day before the 2016 election, they had Hillary Clinton winning 98.6% to Trump winning 1.4%. That is an insane ratio when you consider that one day later, Trump is the winner by a large margin in the Electoral College. So I would listen to the polls. I would vote your heart, vote common sense. And at this point, the Democrats have proven that they can't be trusted. I don't care if Connor Lamb or Danny O'Connor, one of these types of Joe Manchin type of Democrats that says that they like the president. Well, don't believe them, folks. Don't believe them. You have to listen to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi every step of the way.
And then we have Obama out there, and he's got everything. He looks through the looking glass. Everything to him is the opposite. It was his economic surge that caused the current economy under Trump. He was the actual better person to handle the immigration issue when he caused 82,500 plus people to be put back on the streets that were convicted felons and weren't deported.
Yeah.
You know, IRS scandals, arrogance, spying, deficits, avoidance, higher taxes, giving money to the mullahs. Well, you know, $150 billion in actually different currencies, flying it in occultly, making even this... a lot of these deals that are going on, including the Iran deal, and then further validating the climate deal, which, of course, Trump knows is craziness. I continue to argue with people who think they know better than Dr. Deagle. I was almost 50 years ago a charter member of Greenpeace and did my PhD in oceanography. Didn't write the thesis, but I finished the project in 5 months at age 21. And I've been following environmental issues forever. I'm a serious environmentalist that's based on science. And these maniacs want to push carbon credit, we call foolishness, because they don't want to take care of the environment. That's why Igor still flies a jet generating tons of carbon units, but he wants to give carbon credits so the United Nations and these globalists can take over control of the world economy and suppress people and eventually get rid of us carbon-free generators, i.e. people. You know, it's not just a matter of putting solar panels. We're going to put solar panels on because it makes sense. But the idea that somehow we're going to stop it when Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates 50,000 times more carbon dioxide and methane greenhouse gases in a day than the entire industrialized world does, it's insanity. And these maniac Democrats basically are a danger to themselves, not only Americans, but the entire world. And they act arrogant. How dare you disagree with me? It's a form of crime to disagree with these so-called intellectually superior beings. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, so it's kind of interesting, you know, going forward, what we're going to see. But I find it very difficult to believe that things are as close as they appear to be in the mainstream lying.
I know they're not. I call it the liocracy. The media and the intel agencies and the deep state, I call it the liocracy.
Yep.
Not a democracy, it's a liocracy of that.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Scott, we're back. Lots of stuff to cover. Let's continue on the China trade stuff. What's going on there?
China trade. Wow. Well, that's a good one because I'll tell you, that's huge. And, you know, what's interesting is China's thinking about getting aggressive, and this plays into some of the things that we're doing with regard to Canada as well. So you have Canada. And they're, you know, basically starting to buckle. I think you're going to start to see Iran. German companies are moving out of Iran. So you have Iran starting to buckle. You don't hear them, you know, with the rhetoric. You don't see them attacking our Navy sailors in Iran. And so around the world, we have a good deal with the European Union. We have a good deal now with the U.S.-Mexican trade agreement. We're inviting Canada to play ball with us. The situation is that Canada was, you know, waging a lot of tariffs on our farm dairy products. And that has been straightened right up, really, when you think about it. And then we can turn to auto as well for more muscle and more leverage with Canada. But Canada is going to use China as leverage over the United States, and they're pretty iced out with Mexico, which was a great play by Trump's team. You know, Mnuchin and Wilbur Ross and Navarro. Peter Navarro, all great tactical tacticians when it comes to trade.
Right.
But in any case, with China, we can loom over their head. Not only can we beat the pants off of them with trade because they benefit more from us than we benefit from them. There's no doubt about it. But we already have other alliances in place that kind of ice China. Then you have the emerging North Korea opportunity. But then you have this thing called One China, the One China policy. And this one China policy says that China pretty much dictates what we can and cannot do with Taiwan and other regional countries in the area. Well, if we go tell them to fly a kite, if they break bad and get aggressive with the United States, we'll go them to tear up the one China policy and go fly a kite themselves. And basically, that's going to be game over for China. They know it. And so,
we
have a lot of leverage over the United States. The United States has a lot of leverage over China. The problem for China is they don't have as many protective systems. They have such a large population that when those dominoes start to fall, it's like a bigger ship basically sinking. It just, there's no turning, there's no agility in their economy, so they can't really jack be nimble, jack be quick. They can't.
Right, it's a centrally controlled economy rather than a market-based economy like ours.
They can't pivot like ours would. Capitalism is very liquid. It's very much like water flowing downstream, finding the path of least resistance. Always finding a solution. Their economy cannot do that. It's not that mobile.
Yeah, what I suspect is three things are going to happen under Trump. Number one, he's going to start making bilateral deals with individual nations in Asia other than China. Number two, he's going to force them to protect their intellectual property so corporations don't have to surrender it or they steal it and try to repatent it. And the third thing that's going to happen, he's going to start making trade deals with other countries like Canada, which will capitulate. The only real major thing they have is lumber and dairy, which is going to capitulate, because Canada wants to be a high-tech conduit. And most people aren't aware of this, but Vancouver is a major conduit for Chinese products coming through British Columbia and Vancouver to the United States, to our market. So Canadians have a lot to play here. Their economy is not doing very well. They've been mismanaged by a lot of socialists, including not only Justin Trudeau, but also the socialists running the Western states and running their oil. So it's a big mess, and Canada has bad managers right now, and they're going to capitulate. So my guess is once they fall, the Europeans are already starting to fall into line, and you'll see trade things fall. It's the opposite of what the media tries to say. Trump wants a level playing field where there's basically zero or no trade, either tariffs or tariff-like barriers in any way, shape, or form for cars or any other technology. So right. I think bilateral deals rather than a large mass deal is where Trump is going, which is a businessman deal. And China's basically going to be blocked out of the thing if they don't smarten up and stop stealing intellectual property, trying to control markets.
Well, since the United States pulled out of TPP, China said, well, there's no sense us being here. Because, you know, that should tell you everything you want to know about how influential and how important the United States' role is. Because, basically, you have these big powerhouses like China and the United States in a TPP deal where all these other little countries benefit. Well, you know, China wasn't going to share the load. And, basically, that's not a winning situation. But what it's designed to do is help, you know, lift up some other regional parts of the world and help strengthen their economies rather than make them turn to poverty, crime, and humanitarian issues. So, you know, but there's only so much we can do. And at this point, Trump is looking at the United States saying that we need to hit the reset button and we need to make the United States more powerful. We've given away the farm and everybody's used to it, and it's a thankless endeavor now. Nobody really even appreciates what we've done for them. So why not just cut off the spigots going out of our country, turn them on coming in? There's always that opportunity for when you raise the tariffs that manufacturing will grow in our country because people want to avoid the tariffs. So what do? They set up shop here. They manufacture from within our country. They avoid those tariffs. They put people back to work. We have more jobs than we do unemployment workers right now. That could be a problem, but then that can really, then we can be empowered to have real integral integration, not this illegal stuff, and bring people in to fill those jobs. That would be one. Two, we have vocational schools and we have apprentice programs that the corporations are buying into that are going to really empower the American worker to where I can think that the unemployment rate might drop below 3% at some point once we get these people trained or retooled.
Right. Yeah, I think everything Trump's doing is remarkable. It's amazing that the media are completely blind about this. They may not like the fact that Trump retweets and kind of is a counterpunching bully, which we need, actually, a businessman who's a hard negotiator. But what they want, they get angry about facts, about the way he presents things, but in fact, this is the way you get things done. And I just saw a piece here, for example, even fans are turning on Willie Nelson for backing Cruz's opponent. I mean, this is craziness, what's going on. A lot of these celebrities have lost their minds, haven't they? Because the consequences of backing Democrats in the midterm elections is going to be the destruction of America.
Well, there's so many tangible ways to actually prove that point as well. I mean, you know, if Hillary Clinton were elected, she would have hired, you know, a confirmed liberal judge. The Supreme Court would have been 5-4 in favor of the liberals. You wouldn't have had Janus. You would have had someone like a Merrick Garland, or maybe even worse, a Loretta Lynch. And you would have had this person that would have easily signed off on Obama's executive order for DACA, which would have meant that at least 15 million people would have been granted a Democratic license to vote.
Right. I mean, the Democratic Party, you know, no matter what they do for American people or already citizens, would immediately be second-class citizens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anybody who supports this is, to me, including Willie Nelson, man, you must be losing it, buddy. Because you're supporting somebody backing it against Cruz, you've lost it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So a couple things are happening from China. China's trying to apply power laterally. They're in the process of taking over Africa, the infrastructure, and South America. They're working on both. They're trying to work through Hollywood, actually, to flex their muscle there. And China's working through nations like Canada to put muscle on America through that avenue, through Canada as well. What do you think is going to happen?
And see, they're trying to control and dominate international waters in their region.
Right, and that waters, by the way, is the busiest international waters on the planet. In fact, they've actually flown jets and actually warned our aircraft and so on flying in international waters over that territory where they have these artificial islands and try to threaten us. I think that's a very stupid move on their part because they can't double track it. Try to be our best friends, in other words, and taking cake from Trump at Mar-a-Lago on the one hand. On the other hand, weaponizing these islands and threatening us, or through the proxy state of North Korea, threaten Kim, hey, don't make a deal with America. We're going to back you, and we're going to do ship-to-ship transfers of oil and coal, and we'll still have our banks back you. This policy by China is schizophrenic, and it's not going to work, is it?
No, it's not going to work. And, you know, thank goodness we have Trump, because if it was Hillary Clinton, she'd be sleeping on the job right now. You know, she would probably work 1-2 days a week. This guy, Trump, you know, he's doing a rally Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Basically has, he works overtime every single day. He's the hardest working person in Washington.
I call the Hildebeest, Hillary, has got a terminal form of Parkinson's disease. And her apartment in hell in Hades at the ninth ring is not quite finished yet. So if she was president, she'd only be alive part of her presidency because she's going to die soon.
That had to have been a body double at the McCain no name.
It's been known from the past that she's used body doubles even at her various conferences. In fact, they make a joke of it. And then you can actually see the body double and say, look, they're fatter, they're taller, they're shorter, whatever. They look Hellerish, I call it. We like the Hellerish. Or Hellerish, if you want to use her demonic demeanor. But yeah. Here's a person that will sell us down the river. When she's selling her uranium through Uranium One, and her husband's getting $500,000 for a speaking engagement for half an hour, you realize something is really bad. And it's really a collaboration with the oligarchs in Russia. It's the Democrats and the Hildebeest and the Clinton Foundation doing this. But look at Mueller. I think, honestly, Mueller, he's going to run out of gas here very shortly. And now he's trying to see if he can kind of gen up a series of questions that, of course, are going to be never-ending. I honestly think Trump needs to pull off one act. Force Rosenstein to recuse himself and appoint a new appointed attorney general immediately. And then after 2018 election, if Sessions doesn't do his job, fire him too.
I think Sessions is doing more than a lot of people realize.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing some things, but there's some areas that are no-touch zones. Like, I don't understand why he doesn't investigate Hillary or the emails or Uranium One or lots of stuff.
I actually think that's a play. I actually think it is. It's just like, have you ever seen those video exposés where someone goes on the street and they say to a Hillary Clinton supporter, do you like Trump? They say, no, we hate Trump. And they say, well, yeah, you know, what do you think about Trump, you know, selling you one-fifth of America's uranium in exchange
for... Oh, yeah, I heard that kind of thing. Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
They flip the switch, right? And they say, I told you that wasn't Trump. That was Hillary. And they were like, right?
So,
right now. So basically, they got Sessions and Trump fighting. Because the media and the Democrats, they're going to love everybody that Trump hates. They're going to hate, and this is just a fact, right? They're going to hate everybody that Trump loves. They're just, that's simple math, right?
Right.
If Trump says yes, they say no. It doesn't matter.
It's part of Trump derangement psychosis syndrome.
Well, not only that, but you've seen Chuck Schumer do a complete 180 on immigration and border security. In 2009, he said one thing, and now he says another. My point is that Trump is never, whatever Trump says, whatever Trump does, whatever it is, the adversaries are always going to say or do the opposite. So Trump already knows this. So why wouldn't he then, if he knows that the reaction to the press is going to be negative, then what he'll do is he'll throw out some red meat and basically get the media to react as he know they will. See, the problem with the media is they're very much predictable.
They're like a hungry animal. You throw raw meat to them.
But it's a bigger problem than that. I think it's a national security issue because they had a major impact on the Iraq war, for example. And the Abu Ghraib story, where it was just a bunch of pranksters in the middle of nowhere who basically didn't kill anybody, didn't really hurt anybody, but they did some unruly things, wrong things. They were wrong. But there were young kids, lower-ranked officers, you know, manning the post in the detention center. And this turned out to be the number one front page story that the New York Times ever ran. They ran more front page stories about Abu Ghraib, and that squashed and created a lot of pressure for George W. Bush and his efforts. So then eventually they had the surge and whatever. But, you know, the thing is that the terrorists and the adversaries and even the world leaders who want to gain leverage over us with trade will placate to the American press knowing full well where they stand. They're drinking the Kool-Aid, they're out the lunch left, and whatever they say that can hurt the president, if it means that they'll, like they did in the Olympics, they basically said that Kim Jong-un's sister was the rock star and Pence was the buffoon, right?
Right.
Every single where you turn, they're going to side with any entity that could actually make Trump look bad, whether it's our adversary or anything else.
Even if they can do a bait and switch on them, which you can.
And they even make stuff up like.
But I think a couple things should be done. I think Rosenstein should be forced after the Bruce Orr testimony to be recruited himself. I think that he should start releasing the FISA document information. At least those two things. Even if he doesn't do anything else before the 2018.
Trump hired his attorney, Flood. His attorney is Flood. His last name is Flood. And he is going through the records to figure out what he's going to declassify. And he's got to do it in the legal way. But, you know, keep in mind, John Huber was appointed by Sessions. 55,000 sealed indictments were processed under Sessions' watch. So Sessions is doing a lot. He's keeping busy. But if Sessions were to go after Hillary and go after all these political attacks, it would be a very difficult sell to the media. But if they can get the media to vouch for Sessions, sort of like Kathy Griffin did the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's saying, you know, Sessions is great. Never thought I would like Sessions. Well, what if Sessions is really just playing this hand as a game of bluff? Because if you win, if you have a royal straight flush in poker, you're not going to start laughing and giggling and acting up. You want to play this out to maximize your profit at the end of the hand. You're
right.
Going to play the hand to the hilt. And you're going to do a lot of bluffing, a lot of fake, a lot of fade. And that's what I think they're doing with Sessions. They're trying to make Sessions out to be like an adversary or not in Trump's camp. So when Sessions does drop the hammer, they're not going to be able to say that Trump and Sessions ganged up on anybody.
Right.
And I believe the hammer is going to be dropped, and I think it's going to come in the form of a John Huber, thanks to Michael Horowitz. And already we have a grand jury. Already we have indictments. We've had arrests. People don't know about some of the sealed records that are in place. And if anybody listens to QAnon, they know what I'm talking about. But beyond that, I've corroborated a lot of what I've learned from Q, and it is true stuff. These documents in the FBI vaults that are real documents prove this out time and time again, and Judicial Watch also has confirmed a lot of these facts.
Yeah, so in other words, QAnon is kind of giving clues of where to look, actually find
citizen journalists like George Webb, or you have Judicial Watch doing really great work and finding information out that corroborates what we're learning.
Right. So in other words, now that this guy Flood is involved, the documents are coming probably in the next 2 weeks, and that's going to make a major change. Do you think these documents coming up will force the recusal of Rosenstein too? Because I think that would be one of the next things I expect.
I think that Mueller is flipping.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Scott, so Scott, there's a lot of things that are going to come down here in the next few weeks that are going to make things considerably different. You went through a manual while we're on the break. Why don't you run through it again so people can hear what you expect to happen here and what information is going to come out?
I've heard that Mueller thought that he was given a bad case, which he was. And Mueller, you know, when liberals ask you about, let him finish his investigation, just ask, hey, What was the Senate vote that confirmed the special counsel? Oh, there wasn't one. Okay, all right. Well, what is the U.S. statute that Mueller opened up his operation? What bone is he actually hunting on? What U.S. statute is that? Oh, there isn't one. Okay, and is it illegal to collude with a Russian? No, it's not. Not really, especially if nothing changed hands. So they're actually an investigation in search of a. They never found one, So that's all put to rest. So people are asking, why is the Mueller witch hunt still going on? Why are they spending $25 million in taxpayer dollars? And why are they breaking down the door guy who cheated on his taxes 15 years ago, like Manafort, or breaking down the door of the president's personal attorney? I have no idea. But it's wrong. It's un-American. It's never been done before. And so, by the way, by having those bits of information that I just gave you, it means that the special counsel is what we call an inferior special counsel, which means that they need to respond to a superior officer, which would be, in this case, Rod Rosenstein, who is supposed to give the investigation scope. Well, Rod Rosenstein is under big-time targeting and in trouble, because this classification of the FISA warrants is going to expose Rod Rosenstein. A lot of people think that Rosenstein might be connected with the Seth Rich murder as well.
Right.
If the Seth Rich murder comes out, it's going to be game over, because if Seth Rich did the leak, then the Russians couldn't have done it, and everything that we've seen was smoke and mirrors and lies and everything else in between. We already know that the FISA was granted to search and do an umbrella search and surveillance of Trump, the candidate Trump, basically to try to win an election. They didn't succeed, but that was all based on a bogus dossier, Christopher Steele. The problem is now you got this situation where it's like, why are they still in business? And the answer is because if the only thing protecting Rosenstein and Mueller right now is the fact that they have a special counsel, you can't indict them. If you did, they'd say, that's obstruction, you're going to get impeached.
Right.
Because remember what happened. They started this Russian collusion off to ice the president's diplomacy with Russia. They also tried to smear him as a candidate. And also they said, well, this political witch hunt that is basically smoke and mirrors and a big, huge charade called the Russian Crossfire Hurricane Spygate thing, well, that was all fake. So, but Trump is never going to be able to fire Comey, because if they do, they're going to get him on instruction.
Right.
But he fired Comey. He did the unthinkable, and he fired Comey. So Comey was fired. Then they pivoted directly to obstruction, which we knew they would. And then Comey releases some stuff to the New York Times. Rod Rosenstein sets up the special counsel. It's basically the continuation of this investigation to ice the president and prevent him from shutting down this fake investigation, which protects everybody that's involved. So now, if you fired Mueller, he also had an insurance policy. He
right.
sent the rest of this case over to the Southern District of New York, in which case the Southern District of New York is corrupt at high heaven with Judge Kimball, Preet Bharara, and Loretta Lynch cronies, right? So
Right. Basically,
the very corrupt Southern District of New York Justice Department. So they have their all their bases covered. But what we're going to find out is when the president declassifies and throws a whole bunch of monkey wrenches into this, it's basically going to be game over for Mueller and Rosenstein. And right now, their involvement with Uranium One and their involvement with Oleg Deripaska and the Prime Minister Yanukovych, a whole bunch of other players in the oil distribution rings, and the oil and the enriched uranium conflicts with Clinton Foundation is all going to come up and cause a conflict of interest on steroids. You know, the other thing is Clinton Foundation violated a lot of laws, and they said that they were going to do an audit. Well, the person who did that audit was James Comey's brother, Peter Comey. He works.
Yeah, I know.
Controls that. So, and Comey was directly involved with that. And then you got Bill Browder. Bill Browder was the guy that Putin mentioned. Bill Browder hired Comey at HSBC Bank. So all of these players are very much connected, along with Oleg Deripaska, who's going to be central to this investigation. But we still have also Papadopoulos, who met with Mifsud, who was pretty much at the centerpiece of his problem, which was not a problem at all. He just met with a guy he barely knew. And when they pinched him at the airport, he didn't get all of his facts straight because it was a benign conversation from over a year prior. Mifsud's missing now. Mifsud was a spy working for the British Intelligence Agency. And Stefan Halper was a spy that was connected with British intelligence, but also he was an American. So they were using these Five Eyes partners to do a lot of the dirty work that we couldn't get done here in this domestic United States. And they called it OSCNRS, you know, Overseas Reconnaissance or whatever.
Right.
You know?
So,
they had that name. But basically, all these players are going to be exposed with the declassification of not only the Carter Page FISA warrants, but there's going to be more. And when these revelations happen, it's going to be the beginning of the end, and it's going to be very much in line with what John Huber's working on. John Huber's at the end of his investigation as well. And what we're going to find is there's going to be a lot of whistleblowers that are going to tell tall tales. I think that Bruce Orr is going to protect Nelly Orr. I think that Lisa Page is going to flip on Peter Strzok. And I think that there's a whole host of other people like Bill Priestap, John Giacalone, who was doing the investigation for Hillary Clinton, was pulled off the case. There's a guy named Robertson that also was a whistleblower. There's a guy named Lovinger that outed Stefan Halper. He was a whistleblower. They quashed them all, and now they're going to sing like canaries.
Right. So in other words, this is all going to probably come like a converging superstorms of information and revelations that'll happen in the next 60 days.
It's going to throw a monkey wrench into the blue wave.
Right.
The blue wave, yeah.
So the blue wave will be a red wave, and you also see indictments and people walking, doing the perp walk, right?
I think that the indictments and the perp walks and the cuffs and the arrests are all going to happen after the election, and they're going to happen in large part, I think, during the lame duck session between November 6th and January 20th. I think that's when it's going to happen, because that's when the government's pretty much going to be shut down.
So in other words, the information will come out to kill the Democrats' chances to take the House in November.
Yes.
But then after that, the indictments will happen in the lame duck session between the end of the election in January.
That's absolutely the way I see it.
I agree with you. I think it makes sense. It sounds like a master conductor, almost like, you know, you wave your wand and the woodwinds and the music and whatever. That if Trump and his advisors are doing this, it's pretty brilliant, isn't it?
Q actually referred to Trump as the maestro in the most recent dumps, so it's kind of interesting.
So he should have a maestro wand in his hand, right?
He is the matador with the red cape, and he is basically, you know, controlling what the media does, because, again, the media is just so predictable. It's so easy to figure out what they're going to do.
It's like you're a zoo master and you're working with a wild animal, and you can control them with either the whip or a piece of raw meat.
Well, a lot of people think that Confetti is related to a piece of legislation, for example. So he acts like he makes a mistake, you know, where he just recently he mispronounced the word anonymous, so that everybody tried to make fun of him. Well, it turns out that maybe he was talking about ominous, and he was just basically sending out coded language. So, because the day before, he was with a bunch of sheriffs, and he said anonymous 5 times. Had no problem saying the word anonymous. It's not like Bush, who had a chronic problem saying the word nuclear. You know, but in any case, no, Trump never had a problem with that word until one day when he wanted to send out a message that said ominous. So you have that.
Really? And you don't even need reverse speech to figure it out.
That's right.
Amazing. Thanks for that analysis. Again, a lot of name dropping you've done in that last segment. Important to start understanding the Velcro of my mind is going to take hours to figure all this out. But I tell you, your hour is very popular every week, so look forward to it again next week, Scott. I think this next week or two is going to be quite interesting, how it's going to unveil the maestro. Again, maybe they should play the Matador song when Trump comes on the screen and he should have a red cape. What do you think?
I think that would be great.
Da-da-da-da. You know how they do? They play with the trumpets and everything when they bring out the maestro, the Matador, right?
Yeah. Yep, Bill. Yep.
Amazing. Thanks a lot, Scott. We will see you next week.
All right. Take care, Bill.
You bet. And if we want to, maybe this week we'll get some simulcasts, depending on what's going on with the storm and other major revolutions.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.